Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here, because I'm going to recap my cruise on the Disney Dream last weekend. We're going to talk about what's new, what's missing, who should sail with Disney Cruise Line right now, and what the experience is really like. So much to share. The show's a little longer than normal because I could not stop talking about this wonderful three-night experience on the Disney Dream. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs, especially if you want to book a Disney cruise, because you'll get up to a 5% onboard credit. It spends just like cash on anything you want during your sailing, and the price of the cruise is exactly the same as if you book directly through Disney Cruise Line. Check out all the great information over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. One extra click means a lot to us. And thank you so very much to our patrons who allow us to do this podcast, put out 3 to 4 shows each and every week all around the world. It's because of your support. Thank you. If you're a patron, thank you so much. If you'd like to become a patron to get that bonus show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1956 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're having a great week and things are going well for you. It's been a hot one here in the Midwest. And of course, you know, today we're going to be talking about my cruise to Castaway Key in the Bahamas last weekend. And I will tell you what. It is way cooler and way more comfortable down in the Bahamas and on the Disney Dream than it is here in the Midwest. It is smoking hot here right now. But we're going to have plenty of fun stories, and also we're going to get you ready if you are sailing on the Disney Dream here anytime soon, or the Fantasy. I know we have some Fantasy cruises restarting in September, so we are going to talk to you today about how things are similar and how things are a little bit different on the ship. And different isn't always bad, so we'll talk about that today. But joining me today to have this conversation, it's the last time you and I, Ricky, recorded a show right after my trip. It was my July trip. We recorded like a recap right afterwards.
Yes.
Most downloaded show of the last 2 years. So we're hoping to repeat that today. So
you said most downloaded show?
Yes. I mean, it was immediately just like sucked up more than any of the other shows. I don't know. People just wanted to hear what happened down there. I think first person account, it's fresh. So
definitely.
Ricky, you can check her out over at themouseforless.com, and she updates the Be Our Guest Pod Instagram page with many pictures that we're going to be talking about on today's show. And you're going to also get them on Be Our Guest Mike. It goes Be Our Guest Mike first, then Be Our Guest Pod like 7.2 seconds later, typically. It's pretty amazing. What's going on, Ricky? How have you been while I was out to sea?
I mean, clearly not as good as you. I might be looking at your pictures as well right now, and I may or may not dislike you. Just, you know, a teeny tiny bit right now, but that's okay. So I'm so glad you got to have fun. So that's the good part. And it looks like you guys had a blast. So
we did. We had a great time. And I will say up front that Disney Cruise Line did reach out to travel agencies and folks in the travel industry and invite some guests onto the ships right now as they return to sailing. So we got an invite, and Pam Forrester sent me a message Friday morning, like, dude, you got to know by lunch, you going or you not? And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's a cruise. Like, I haven't even thought about going on a cruise for quite a while, but we got it all squared away. My wife wanted to go. She couldn't because her first day of school was the day that we got back, and I told her it'd be such a boss move to call in sick from a cruise on the first day of school on her 25th year of teaching, but she didn't buy it. So she didn't go, but I did take Paige. I was like, Paige, you can take off 2 days of work. You're a grad assistant, right? You go to the Bahamas. I mean, we haven't done anything the last like 18 months. Like, you're calling in sick, and then Mallory had to miss the first day of school. I know, right? Her parents are both teachers with master's degrees. My kid missed the first day of 8th grade, but you know what? We were on a cruise. So she'll catch up. She's got plenty of days left in this school year. That's the way I look at it. So anyway, we're all good. We're recording this on Tuesday. She had her first day of school today. 1 day delayed. Everything's fine. She's not failing yet. She's actually getting straight A's so far after 8 hours of school. So we're going to talk about the cruise today. But again, Disney didn't invite us down, so I wanted to say that up front. But I would have paid for this, trust me, because I've always said cruising with Disney Cruise Line is my absolute favorite Disney vacation. So off the top of the show, let's just say this real quick. I know it's Friday, and I know that everybody wants to hear about Disney Genie, Lightning Lanes.
Something big happened.
Genie Plus, all that stuff. So what we're going to do, Pam is right now currently still down at Walt Disney World. She's getting back here in the next couple of days by the time we record next. In next Friday, we're going to really break it down, have some time to gather more information, kind of see how things shake out, maybe get some pricing, hopefully, by next Friday's show for those super exclusive attractions. Of course, I think that'll be variable, but maybe we'll get a range. Yes. But we'll kind of walk you through the Genie Plus, so we're not putting it to the side. Initial thoughts, though, Ricky, before we get into the cruise, what did you think when you heard what you heard initially? What'd you think?
You know, I think I'm going to surprise a lot of people when I say this. I am actually one of the people who's okay with it. Which, I mean, really, I'm surprised at myself for this. But, you know, when I break everything down, basically, Genie Plus is essentially, in a way, very similar to Disney Max Pass, which was in California. Now, granted, I did not get to utilize Disney Max Pass. I had every intention of utilizing it on my upcoming trip to California in Disneyland, but since it's not going to exist anymore, I knew kind of the basics of how it worked. And for me, it really made a lot of sense, and I think it's going to make a lot of sense for a lot of Disney, Walt Disney World guests, as well as Disneyland guests who will get to experience Disney Genie Plus as well. But I really think that, you know, the way it worked, I think it's going to be okay. I really, really do. In Disneyland, there weren't, you know, a ton of people who were overutilizing it. I feel like that's going to be the case here too. And I think, you know, it's kind of, I knew FastPass was coming back. I mean, look, we all knew FastPass was coming back. Even though I fought it and said I didn't want it, I knew it was coming back. My hope is that this will still, the problem with FastPass Plus was the standby lines crawled because everybody was allowed to get 3 fast passes, so everybody stocked up on those. And then, of course, they had the rolling fast pass, and people utilized that too. And so the standby lines just didn't move. And with this, I think both lines are going to be able to move, which is what I've wanted the whole time. I wanted, you know, yes, the lightning lanes are going to move, but I think the standby line is also going to move. I think that people are worried about the standby lines not moving like before, but I don't think that's going to an issue. I'm very optimistic that that's not the issue. So I know, who would have thought? I'm actually, like, the more I think about it, I'm really okay with it. Who knew?
and I'm kind of the same as you. I mean, I'm optimistic about most things. I know that Disney Twitter and Disney fans, we're not huge fans of change, because we have our we know how to get
the problem. I had, like, a problem with it.
Well, too. Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, like, I think if you listen to our podcast, we all know, like, the secrets to get around, you know, to maximize how to use all of Disney's systems, right? We know, like, when to get those ADRs. We know back in the day how to get fast passes. We're great at getting Rise boarding. Well, I mean, we do everything right, but leave it to fate some days. I mean, I almost didn't get one this summer. But the thing is, change is hard because we're comfortable with the system. We feel like we have a leg up on everybody, again, starting from scratch, but I think we'll quickly adjust to this. And I think it's pretty flexible. So, again, I don't want to spend all this, but next Friday, we're just going to jump in, because I know people are asking about that. And we are going to give you some thoughts on that, but we wanted to gather more information. I'll just get Pam's ideas, because she has lots of, she's not here, but she knows things before most of us. She's just under DNA a lot of times and stuff like that. So she can't say.
Yeah,
she
can't
even tell me. She can't tell me she knows, but I know she knows something all the time.
I mean, you know, people, I don't want people to think, oh, I'm just a Disney homer. I know in this instance, you know, like, I would say if I didn't agree with what they're doing, I don't think it's the end of the world. So good. That's good for me. I'm glad that I feel that way, and hopefully I can help others kind of feel that way. You know, I'm hoping that we can quell some of the fears with, because I've done a lot of research as well. So that's kind of my hope.
All right, so let's hop into the cruise. So I went down last Thursday, so a week ago yesterday as the show comes out. We had to get there. Of course, you know, Pam Forrester always says this is the absolute truth. If you're going on a cruise, no matter when it is, what it is, be in the area the night before. Mm-hmm. So Disney said, well, we'll give you a room at the Grand. So we're boom. I said, okay, I can handle that. So we stayed at
the Grand. Yeah, I think you can handle a night at the Grand.
No, girls didn't have tickets. So we just kind of hung out. We swam in the pool. There's a kind of a main pool that we didn't go in the feature pool. We went in the quiet pool there. Oh, fun. Gotcha. Ate lunch at Gasparilla's. Dinner at Grand Floridian Cafe. Got to see the Foresters, got to see the Martins. They passed through there having Citricos, and just, you know, kind of just got there, got settled, and then we were getting excited for the cruise. So the next morning, they told us to meet the bus. There was a bus outside. They bussed us over. It's just exactly like Disney Cruise Line transfers. It was a Mears bus, and took us over to Port Canaveral. Now, here's where it's different. Here's where I want to walk people through. And actually, before that, I wanted to get this message out clear as any day, clear as anything. Okay, so if you have children, okay, now this has changed actually since I sailed. Today, as we're recording, the rules change because of Bahamian policies. They've changed things. The Bahamian government said to go to any Bahamian island, which I know you might think Castaway Cay is owned by Disney. It's leased. And so they have to follow their rules. And I know that they work with them and they're kind of flexible on things, but this time they are following their rules. Every guest age 12 and older must be fully vaccinated. They won't let you on the ship because you can't get off at Castaway Cay. So you know that at this point. Now, this could change by the time this podcast comes out in 72 hours. I'm just saying things are so, so fluid. But as of recording right now, and this is different than when I sailed, and I'll tell you why, every person 12 and older must be fully vaccinated, which means 2 weeks out of your second dose if you have a two-dose vaccination, or if you have a Johnson & Johnson, 2 weeks after the one shot. Okay, so that is the case. Now, I will tell you that when we went down, Mallory, so Paige and I were fully vaccinated. I got the Johnson & Johnson shot forever ago. Paige had it because she, you know, travels and stuff for the basketball team. But Mallory, she had her. So, again, we had 1 week head time on this. Mallory had her first shot before we even found out we might go on a cruise. We were getting it done this summer. We were just kind of waiting for tryout. She had all this stuff going on where we didn't want her to be sick because she had all these, you know, tryouts for cheerleading and all this stuff. So anyway, she had her first shot and didn't have her second one yet. But the second one was going to happen before we left for the cruise. It happened. She was getting the second shot on the Tuesday. We were leaving on Friday. The rule is if you are unvaccinated or if you're under 12, you have to have what's called a PCR test. Now, there's two different kinds. You learn all about this stuff when you go on a cruise. I'm telling you, you become like a you know, virology expert. So a PCR is one that has a 24-hour minimum. Like overnight, it has to kind of sit in a lab and bake is what I call it. You know, it's kind of like a strep throat test. They put a culture and it has to like sit and do its thing. So I didn't know how to get this done. I mean, everybody said, oh, let's go to Walgreens. Okay, so you have to get it done 5 days. Here's what it says on Disney Cruise Line's website. 5 days to 24 hours before your cruise. So it can't be earlier than 5 days, and it can't be any less than 24 hours before your cruise. Now, here's the thing. I wanted to get it done as early out as possible to give it plenty of time to get through the process because I know my luck. It always, stuff happens. So I'm thinking, I want to do it Sunday. But then I was thinking, okay, here's the thing. Like, is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Is that 6 days? You know, or is it like 12 hours? Because I could just see us getting to the port and being like, oh, sorry, that test is invalid because you're 12 hours too early. Yes. You know, so I was like, Monday's safe. It's like, I know that's within 5 days, but it's at the long end of it. So I went up there Monday morning, piece of cake. I'm not going to get into it. You just go through the drive-thru. They give you you do it yourself. I mean, we're in the Jeep. Pam had a meeting at school that day, so they give her the stick. Mallory jabs thing up her nose hole, sticks it down the little tube, caps it off, hand it to the Walgreens guy, and it's gone. Now, the thing is, you got to get your results. They give you like a website, a little code number, and it tells you what your results are. You got to take it to this website called Safe Passage, and that goes through everything you got to have. Like Paige and I, all we had to do was upload our vaccination cards. Piece of cake, done. They check them after about 24 hours. You're clear to sail. Or it doesn't say clear to sail. It says clear to arrive at the port. So you at least get to go to the port. Mallory's, they said it'll take between 24 and 72 hours. I'm like, I've always heard it's 24. Nope. We got Mallory's test results 15 minutes before we were leaving for the airport on Friday. So sweating it, man, because the thing is, you got to upload this stuff to the Safe Passage website. It takes them 24 hours to clear everything, right? Because you can't just upload it and then you're good. Somebody has to find it, look at it, mark it, all that stuff. Anyway, long story short, we called them. Because I know I've seen a lot of people that have been in this same situation. You can, if you get those results last minute, and again, you've got to have a negative test. If it would have been positive, she wouldn't have gone. But the thing is, if, you know, you get your results, they're fine, but you get them like at the last minute, what you do is you print out the paper they give you that says, you know, it's got all the information. And there is an Inspire Diagnostics who does the testing. There's a table at the port. You just take that to them and they look at it and they kind of just give you the high sign right there. So we were sweating it. So my biggest advice, I'm going to give you some pro tips. One of them involves Coke Zero. Not as important. This one is.
No, definitely not just as saying. Important.
Okay, so get it done as possibly early as you can. And what I found out was if you go to your pediatrician where you might have to pay money to get this test done, it is so worth it. I'd have paid $200 to not have, I did not sleep for two nights. Because, you know, like I told her, she was all excited and then I was going to be able to take her because the results didn't come back. I mean, it was like a nightmare for a parent. Go to your pediatrician. They can typically turn around in 24 hours, no problem. Like go to Walgreens. It was free. But there's so many people getting tested that the lab was kind of overwhelmed because they had to go like to Tennessee. You know, they wait like till the end of the day to send it off and, you know, overnight shipping and all that stuff. So anyway, get it done at a pediatrician or like an urgent care, something that's more immediate. So that's just a huge tip if you are sailing anytime. Anyway, so you get to the port. Let's walk through what happens there. You've probably seen the pictures. Maybe you haven't. I have them on the Instagram page. We'll put everything on the Magic for Less website as well. Is that there's like a, in the parking lot, you arrive and nobody, so we got there by bus and most people get there by car, but you go to the parking garage. If you're driving, if you're on a bus, they tell you where to go and they let you off the bus, but you don't go to the port. You don't walk into the big cool looking building like you always have in the past. You go through these, there's four steps. You check in tent, then you go to, I can't remember there's four things. I should have written them down, but anyway, you go in there and the people that need to be tested, they go up to, so Mallory had to have a rapid test as well. She had her clear for the PCR, but you got to get a rapid too if you're not fully vaccinated outside of your 2 weeks. So she had to do the thing there, stick it up the nose. And then you go into this other third tent. It's kind of like a waiting room. And so everybody's in there, right? It's physically distanced, but everybody's kind of got their chairs, there's a TV. I mean, it's ice cold in this thing. It's got the hugest air conditioner ever. It's got the really nice. Did you see the porta potty that I? That
yeah, those are amazing dude, pictures of a porta potty.
That's nicer than a value resort at my
right, Walt Disney World. Exactly.
Paige is like, dude, you gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, no, I'm good. She's like, no, you have to go check this thing out. It's crazy. I was like, okay, fine. I have nothing else to do. We're just waiting for results. So anyway, you all wait around, and the thing is, there's a big TV. It's got little cartoons on half of the TV, and it's got everybody's confirmation numbers, and it gives you like updates, like when you're, you know, if you're clear, or if, I don't know what it says if you're not, because I didn't see anybody that wasn't. That stink, but it wasn't updating very fast. Everybody's just looking at their phone because I'm on the Safe Passage website because that's who's doing it. Somebody's refresh. And then all of a sudden you heard everybody go, yeah. And we saw it clear to sail. That's what you want to see. That's the second step. So I was like, yeah. Okay. So then we get to go over to the port, to the terminal. And that's where you do kind of your little check-in. But you've done most of this stuff online. So when you're sailing with Disney Cruise Line, you'll upload your own picture. You know how they usually take your picture with that little like webcam that hold it up?
Oh,
like, You do that at
home
now. You get all this. You upload a copy of your birth certificate and your driver's license or your passport. You take all those pictures at home and submit them, and they do all this. So there's not much to do once you get there. You just kind of show your ID. Anyway, they like see your physical copy, but they already have a copy of it on file. So you get there. Now, here's the other thing. You have to buy travel insurance for guests that are unvaccinated. So I didn't do that because, again, I was kind of confused because I always had travel protection at final payment. This was a cruise that Disney Cruise Line invited us to go on. So I had to go on and buy a $4.05 policy on InsureMyTrip.com for Mallory so we could sail. So $4, a little policy.
Gotcha.
It was so dumb. But they walked us through that. No problem. Just went to the website on my phone, bought it, and we were good. Anyway. So now you get to the terminal, all that stuff is kind of pushed outside of the security area where you have the desk. Now there are some inside. I don't know who the people were going to the ones on the inside, like the traditional ones as you go in on the left, kind of to the left of the big ears.
Okay.
But there's desks set up as you walk in front of security. We got all of our stuff done outside of security, walked through security, went up those big escalators and we were in. Again, socially distant, everybody spread out. We didn't get on the people were still boarding our ship at 5:45.
Wow.
It was crazy. We got on, I want to say at 1:30-ish. Oh, so it's really, really spread out. I mean, there's a lot. They don't have people. That's the whole goal of this whole thing. They want you spread out. But okay, so real quick, boarding the ship, you'll see pictures of this. Here's where things are different. There's no sail away party, which I like. I'll be honest. I mean, I'll tell you what things I really like and I miss, but I understand why you can't have it. The sail away party, love it. Like with the entertainment staff and everybody's, you know, getting pumped up and they're playing Pitbull and all that stuff up on deck 11. You don't want all those people on top of each other, right? So everybody gets their own little sail away party. Now, this is where it's better. It's got Mickey and Minnie, and they're on that grand staircase in the atrium, and each family gets introduced. Like, you get to still say your name. We're the Mizzou crew.
That part made awesome? Me so homesick for the cruise.
Me too, dude. But I was about to break down when I was like, because you're walking up that, and you know, like, you're getting ready to step on the ship. You can tell, like, when you're actually on the boat. And you could hear the other families in front of us getting introduced. And, you know, listen carefully to that clip on my Instagram. Mallory's like, they're like, what's your family names? And she's like, the Rallmans. I'm like, no. We're the Mizzou crew. And she's like, Dad. But it was awesome. So what happens is, though, they definitely guide you exactly to this gold marking on the floor. There's little circles, actually big circles. And everybody has their own circle to stand on with great viewing of Mickey and Minnie on the staircase. They get about 10 groups in, maybe 12, maybe 15, but they're really spread out. That atrium's pretty big. I'd say it's between 12 and 15. And once they have that, they stop introducing families, and they do a little show. Mickey and Minnie, you know, sing and dance, and the cruise director staff, like, lead you in a couple, you know, moves, and, like, get you all pumped up that you're here. And then they immediately tell you where to go to lunch. You know, they're like, go to Cabanas, and your staterooms are ready immediately.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. So you can go straight to your stateroom, drop off all your stuff. So that was actually really, I hope that when this returns, and I doubt they'll do this both, but they have this, like, maybe it's a quick thing that maybe, you know, we don't need physical distancing. They still do it. If you want to watch it, you watch it. If you don't, they do it maybe 10 times. Cause I know it was like 5 hours. Mickey was probably exhausted, but the same Minnie and Mickey and especially the cruise director staff. But anyway, we got on. I was so excited to be on the ship, though, right? I mean, Disney Cruise Line ships are my favorite in the world. I mean, I love Walt Disney World, but cruising is my thing. I was so just like seeing the chandelier, like just the smell of the ship. Like, those ships have a smell, and it smells good.
Yes, they do.
It smells like fancy soap or something. I don't know. So we get on, and we go to have lunch at Cabanas. Now, this is different. Now, I was worried there wouldn't be a Cabanas, but there was, and it's not that different, really. This is what I used to complain about at Paolo.
Yes.
Is that, you know, like, I hated doing the little buffet at Paolo because you'd have to tell the guy to put stuff on your plate and you felt guilty. Yep. Like, dude, you really going to have 3 sticky buns? Yeah, I am having 3 sticky buns. Don't judge. So you got to do that, and you just get used to it. After, like, first meal, you're like, just who cares? I'm getting everything I want. So you go up there and, you know, you have your first lunch, and then you're like, oh, I'm so full. You're immediate. Oh, and by the way, Fantasy was in port next to us, which was very cool to see. So, oh my gosh, I'm looking at the Oreo cheesecake I had for dessert at lunch.
Stop!
At lunch. This is, as soon as you get on a cruise ship, like, you lose your mind. Like,
you totally do.
You don't need dessert for lunch.
But you get it.
It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we had dinner at 5. Like, did I need dessert? I was going to eat dinner again in 2 hours. No, but I ate it, and it was good. So then we went up and kind of explored Deck 11. Deck 11, if you don't know, that's like the pool deck where people sunbathe, but kind of just lay out on chairs. And more importantly, here's the other pro tip I got to throw in. Ice cream machine still tastes just as good. Unlimited ice cream cones, Deck 11. That's on the port side. Left forward. Okay, so just had to get the port and starboard thing right. Okay, so now here's the only difference there. They cannot hand you the cone, but they do put it in this little cone holder. It's got like a little thing with like a 3 or 4 holes in it. They just take the cone, drop it in the little hole. You just grab it. So I don't know why. Like, if you had a glove on, it would be the same thing. But that's the rule, and I don't care as long as I'm getting my ice cream. Same thing for the sodas. They have a little table there. They give you, like, if you want to go to the refill stations that are on the both sides of the ship, but they're on the aft right in front of Cabanas. They're both sides. Here's the pro tip, though. There's only Coke Zero on the port side. On the starboard side beverage station, it's Diet Coke only. So if you want Coke Zero, Mike figured this one out. Dude, I was friends with that guy.
I'm sure you were. Yes.
Also, get them 2 at a time. Those cups are super small.
Yeah, they're very small cups. I'm not gonna lie.
So anyway, they don't hand them to you. They sit them on a little table that's kind of a barrier between you two. They sit it down, you grab it and go. So that is different. I mean, who cares? It's not a big deal. I mean, seriously. I mean, just grab it and go. Goofy's pool deck, because we were going to go shoot baskets and do some stuff up there. That was closed. They did yoga classes in the morning up there and stuff. It was blistering hot. I'm sorry. I was kind of glad it was closed. Because we were going to do that in port, like, before we sailed, and it was like plate. And that's the top of the ship. It was so hot. Stateroom, just like always, there wasn't any difference in the stateroom, really. The stateroom steward came in, cleaned it, did a great job, you know, turned it down for night. Everything was wonderful there. They do mark the chairs you can sit in. Now, again, they don't put out a gajillion chairs. They put out chairs in a socially distant kind of manner, mm-hmm. but they also put the towels on the chairs. So if you see a chair mm-hmm. with a towel, you're good to go.
That's
and so it's kind of nice. You don't have to fetch your own towel there. Let's see. Elevators. They only have, people were asking about the elevators. There's signs at each elevator, one party or two individuals per elevator, please. And so sometimes we rode with other parties. And, you know, it's like if there was like two and we were three, we broke the rule every once in a while. But the thing is, people were saying, oh, those elevators, you're never going to get to ride them. They were no more. Now, here's the ship was probably sailing at 40% capacity. This is
okay,
why.
Yeah.
We didn't wait forever for an elevator like normal. But I think if, you know, 100% capacity, we probably would have waited quite a while.
Yeah.
All right.
I know that a lot of people had questions about how many people were on the sailing. So that's good that you guessed that it's probably about 40%.
Yep.
So,
and I would say 50% max. Like, I mean, it's just, you could notice it. Like, you just notice it. Like, you just didn't run into people around the ship. And I mean, you can be on a fully sold out sailing in the summer. And if you walk through the atrium at like midnight, like you won't see anybody. Like,
it's
it's crazy. It's like this ship has 5,000 people on it. And I don't see anybody. I mean, that does happen on sold out sailings, but you saw that more on the sailing. Okay, so real quick, dining. Once we were in there for dinner, we ate on the Enchanted Garden, Royal Palace, Animator's Palette rotation. We were on a 3-night cruise to the Bahamas, 2 stops at Castaway Key, so we only went to each restaurant once. I will say Enchanted Garden was way better this time because they have a character cavalcade in Enchanted Garden.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. So the Fab Five come out like about, it was between the appetizers and the main course. Now, we still hadn't sailed at this point. We didn't even start sailing until after dessert, which is weird because typically you sail before your dinner.
Yeah.
That's pushed back right now. But because you really have you're not in a rush to get anywhere. You're just going to Castaway Key. It's not far. But, so they come out, the characters come out, there's a song comes on, there's a little pixie dust sound. And the great news, we had a great server, Anika from Guyana. She was awesome. And she goes, have that camera ready because pixie dust is going to play on the sound and you're going to want to be ready. And I was like,
here we go. Yeah.
I had been watching videos. I know I cheated, so I knew it was happening. Oh, so I was ready to rock. But yeah, they come by. I guess it's like Topolino's Terrace. I've never been there, but it was like flyby. They didn't stop. I mean, Royal Palace, they had princesses walk through. And I mean, they were moving.
That's nice.
They were not going to let you catch them. I mean, there was no chance of you running up to them and getting a picture because they were not stopping. They were on a decent pace, but it was just so cool that they had.
I really
characters.
Like that, though, because, you know, on a regular, you know, the regular cruise sailing, you know, that never happened. But I think that's a really great idea. And I agree. I hope that's something that continues. I know, obviously, with the fantasy and the or with the magic and the and Tiana's on the Wonder, they do like a show and stuff like that. And with Rapunzel's on the Magic, they do a show with that too. And the characters come in with those. So it's kind of nice to see that they're doing that on the Dream. Not quite the same way, but it's nice to see the characters come in because, you know, so many cruises we've been on the Dream and the Fantasy and the characters weren't a part of dinner.
Right,
so
right.
That's really cool.
I see this sticking around. You know, we've talked about stuff at Walt Disney World that'll stick around post-COVID. I think this will because I don't think it requires any additional work. I mean, everybody was like, the restaurant was like alive because all of a sudden the Fab Five, all five of them were cruising through and like Mickey did like some of his phantasmic moves. It was pretty sweet. So
that's great.
I hope they keep that. I just want to try to get, I know I'm talking fast, but I'm gonna get as much as I can for folks that are sailing here soon. Oh God, the food was just awesome. It was almost the same menus and everything tasted so dang good, but I'm always hungry. So
did they seat you with other people
every family
think
was
that
at
they
a
would.
Table by themselves. Yeah.
That's
good.
What
that's
I
a great question. There was no communal, which to me, that bums me out because I know some people like, I get a lot of requests to manage for less private table. No problem. That's cool. I'm just the kind of person though. Like I work from home, you know, since 2017. Like I like to talk to people. Like I never get a chance. Like I'm just talking to these walls and this microphone. I get to talk to you, but you guys don't talk back unless you're on social media. So, I like the communal thing, the communal seating, but I understand why it's gone. I will say, in general, we talked about characters. Characters are everywhere on this sailing.
That's
awesome. They're everywhere. I mean, if you like characters, this is the time to sail. Now, there's some other things that are different. But, I mean, if you are a character, the princesses stand outside of Royal Palace right there in the atrium by the Donald statue on that little, like, you know, little, it's kind of like a stage. You take a couple steps up and socially distant. So, I mean, they were out there No kidding. I mean, they were probably out there 6 hours each day. At least 6 hours.
Wow.
It was crazy. Also, there's characters like on balconies, Chip and Dale, you know, Pluto, Goofy, whatever. They were Stitch. I mean, Belle was up on a balcony. I mean, it, just look at my Instagram pictures. They're everywhere. So we got pictures of characters. I mean, I probably got more pictures of characters this cruise than I have on all my previous cruises combined. Because what I remember from previous cruises when Mallory was little was they had that like morning where you could meet the princesses. Yes. Like you went down the line, like bam, 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 like five princesses, but you had to get like a ticket. And then you had to, you know, get up. It was like at 8. I mean, you're
yeah,
on a cruise,
you're
right.
It was,
like 8 in the morning, which I didn't care to get up, like getting up a kid to get all you know, the costume on and stuff. So this was way better, way better. Because
I like this.
They were just there all the time.
So much more. Yeah.
All the time. Let's see. So what else? What else? What else? We did the aqueduct. No problem. I mean, there wasn't a lot of people on the ship, so we just kind of got on. We did like 3 times in 20 minutes. So that was pretty nice. I'm just looking at my desserts. Okay, quit looking at the desserts, Mike.
Stop it.
Lots of game shows. They still do a lot of family game shows in the D Lounge. They also utilized Evolution for game shows. There's one called Who Wants to Be a Mouseketeer, which is it's a takeoff of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which was fun. Of course, Family Trivia. There was a game where, like, you know, he had to, like, match answers. Kind of like the match, not the match game. It was almost like the Newlywed game back in the day where he had to, like, match the answer. But it was like for siblings or parents and kids. So Mallory and Paige played that one, which was fun. So all that stuff's there. Let's see here. What else? What else? What else can I get to? Oh, here's something you need to know that's way different. I'm going to bring it up and we're talking cruising.
Virtual queue.
Yes, there is a virtual queue to get off the ship at Castaway Key. However, piece of cake. Piece of cake.
Nice.
So first day, we went to Castaway Key 2 days. First day was a 9:30 all ashore. Second day was an 8:30 all ashore. An hour before all ashore, you go on the... And the thing is, you got to have the Disney Cruise Line app. It is crucial. Everything goes through the Cruise Line app. You do your port adventures. You check. There's no paper navigators anymore. If you want to know what's happening, it's got to be... Now, you had both, like, before COVID. You have to use the app to do all of the... you know, and what you do is like you go through it. It says day by day what the plan is, and you know, teens, adults, all activities, and you can heart things. And what it does, it'll give you a 15-minute alert. Say, okay, 15 minutes. There's a mixology class back in Scotland.
Gotcha.
I'm just saying. So use that, but also for the virtual queue, 1 hour before you're all ashore, you can join the virtual queue. So you just open the app and it's immediately on like the homepage. It's like the top thing. You don't have to go looking for it. It's there when it's available. You just click join the queue. I don't know if you can see it on my Instagram. Actually, I don't think I have it on my Instagram yet, but I'll put it on there.
Okay.
You get a QR code and it tells you like this, we could go all ashore from 9:30 to 9:45. Go
awesome.
Down there, they scan you off the ship. And it's not like after the first hour, you don't even need to use the queue because everybody's pushed out. They're just doing this to spread everybody out that wants to be
right.
off immediately. So if you get off like an hour later, you don't have to join the queue. You just walk off. Like I did something on Sunday morning for like Disney travel professionals, did like a testimonial while we were on the ship. So I didn't get to get off until like 10:30 and we were off at 9:30. And I was the only person in sight. Look at my videos. That's the day I recorded all these little like 1 minute videos I'm putting on Instagram. There was nobody around. So I just walked off.
Gotcha.
But it's just if you're getting off immediately, you got to have this queue. But it's a good system. It's how virtual queues should work. It was not stressful like Rise of the Resistance. So there you go.
Right.
Now, again, on the island, characters everywhere. As soon as you walk off, Stitch was there. Jack Sparrow is immediately there. Chip and Dale, Goofy, Mickey and Minnie. This was all before we got to the tram.
Nice.
It was crazy. They give you the towels immediately right off. Now, the first day we were there, I'm going to tell you, we did a lot of activities. We were very active. Mallory and Paige had kayaked for the first time this past summer at there's like a pond out here, a lake. It's the lady that my wife teaches with. It's her parents' house out in the country. So they kayak. So they wanted to kayak again. I had never kayaked, so we rented a kayak. It was fun, man, because the thing was the Olympics were just on, right? And I watch these guys like in the kayaking in the Olympics. So I get in this thing and I'm like, ch-ch-ch-ch. It was
wears
it was
you
a blast.
Out, though, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, man.
That
30,
is so
great. 30
I've
minutes.
Done kayaking before. It wears you out.
Well, here's the deal. Okay, let me tell you the whole story. we've wanted, Mallory has been on this thing. She's been like for like a year. She keeps saying she wants to paddleboard. Okay. And I like they do in Hawaii, right? I'm like, you're in Missouri, Mallory. Now we do have paddleboarding at this lake kind of near us called Creve Coeur Lake. It's really gross. I don't want to get in that lake, but they do have, and people kayak and sail, they have like little mini sailboats and paddleboard out there. But I'm like, yeah, I keep trying to put it off. Well, this was our chance. She saw it on the app. So we go there. Now we did, again, we didn't reserve anything because I only had a week's lead time. And I was more worried about her passing the PCR test. I wasn't worried about this guy. So I just want to be on the boat. So we get out there that morning. Again, you could do it on the, you could have done it on the app, but we just decided to walk up. And I was like, what about those paddle boards? Can we do the paddle boards right now? This is like right as we got off the ship, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. Somebody's got them reserved. But they're like, you can do them at 12. Nobody's at 12. Okay, sign us up for 12. That sounds good. I'm like, but what about those? Because, again, we had nothing to do till 12. I was like, what about those kayaks? Well, you can go on the kayaks now if you want. I was like, okay, score. Let's go. So we went on the kayaks. Were a ton of fun. And we got some great pictures because you get to get out right by the ship, right? So we did the kayaks for like 40 minutes. Pull them back in. Then we're like, okay, we got like an hour and 10 minutes just to chill. So we go out and just chill on the family beach in the water, just hung out. God, felt so good. So after we had kayaked now for like 40 minutes, now we're going to walk back over and paddleboard. Now, I had never paddleboarded. Mallory never paddleboarded. Paige had, of course. She does all that stuff. Dude, paddleboarding is hard. If you think kayaking's hard, paddleboarding is hard. Standing up on that thing, I fell probably six or seven times. And the guy that was helping us, the night before I was on the aqueduct and I was having trouble getting off the raft at the bottom of the aqueduct because I was, it was late at night. Like I had run that morning. I was super sore. Like it was just hard to get off the stupid thing because my knees are all tore up. So he was cracking up the night before that I couldn't get off the raft at the aqueduct. Well, then he sees me try it and the same guy's lifeguard. He's like trying to watch me paddleboard. Well, the one time, like, and it was, and I kept falling. He kept saying, no, just spread your legs out, man. I'm like, I'm trying, man. I am not trying to ignore you. You are an expert, but it's hard. Like, I'm from Missouri. So I kept telling him, like, we don't paddleboard. Do I look like I'm from Hawaii or something? I'm trying. He's like, spread your legs out, man. He jumps on and he's all like riding it, like, you know, like he's riding a horse or something. I'm just like, I'm stiff because I just don't want to get dunked again. But the one time, man, I lost it big time. Like, I lost my balance backwards because a wave came in, like, on the front of the board. It was like, I was probably like up. I wasn't probably that high, but I felt like I was like 6 feet above the board. I came down, hit my head on the board before I went in the water. I was like, gonk. Yeah, it was crazy. But we all ended up standing up and being able to paddleboard. So that was kind of a fun thing. Lots of pictures. I'll get those on Instagram too. I don't have those up there yet. Of course, then you got cookies. Cookies again, very socially or physically distanced. You know, one other thing. You do have to wear a mask when you go into cookies to get your food. You also have to wear a mask when you go in through the shops, and you got to use a mask when you go to the bathroom. Not a bad idea anyway. Like, that's one place I do like to have a mask on. Right, exactly. General.
I'm kind of happy wearing a mask in the bathroom.
I will tell you, though, if you really have to go, like, really bad and there's nobody in there, they will let you in without a mask. Because I was like, oh man, I was like, I didn't know that. I was like, my mask is way over on that beach. He's like, dude, just go real quick. Oh, I was nice. Like, I love you, thank you.
Yikes.
Because they're pretty flexible. But yeah, food at cookies, we don't have to talk about that. We've talked about it forever. Great barbecue, ribs, cheeseburgers in paradise, spicy chicken sandwich, tater salad. And of course, cookies and ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. Cookies. And Mallory do not put shrimp on the cookie with the ice cream.
I did not. I didn't. It never even crossed my mind again until you just said that. So there you go.
See? Just saying.
Okay. Another tip. Oh, somebody mentioned, who was it? About this. Somebody mentioned in the chat the mustard drill, because I kind of skipped right by that. Yes, Teresa. Mustard drill was awesome. So typically mustard drill is like the lifeboat drill. If you don't know, like, you know, before sailing, about an hour before you sail, I'm jumping back. You typically have to go to your lifeboat station. Everybody gets in a line. They check you off. They by stateroom number. They tell you all the rules. Nope. This time you just had to go because it's on your Key to the World card. You got a little credit card. Tells you where to go. We were station B. It was up by the Walt Disney Theater on the starboard side. They just check you in. You're there. And then what you got to do is with the app, you just take a picture of that that little placard. And then you're good. That's all you got to do. You just got to swipe by, use the app, take a picture, and you're done.
That is so much better.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah.
I hope that continues. That's awesome.
For real. Okay. Double time. Okay. So back on the ship. Paige wanted to do mixology class. The two we wanted to do, which always get us in trouble, if you've ever sailed with us on a podcast cruise, and we're going to do another one here soon, so just hang tight. mixology tequila. And tequila and margarita tasting. And there's all kinds of tastings. There's champagne tastings, there's beer tastings, whiskey, bourbon. I don't even know what any of these things are, half of them. But they have all these tastings for adults, obviously back in the bars. And it's, you know, you are drinking the drinks, but it's more about like learning the history of the drink and like why you do what you do when you create like a mixology. Well, they were all sold out. Again, we only got a week's notice, but here's another pro tip. If it's sold out, go to the bar where they're hosting that event about 30 minutes before when they're setting it up. Talk to the bartender, and they'll typically get you in. So it was sold out. But he's like, oh, you guys can sit in the corner. Is there only two of you? We're like, yeah. So we did mixology. Now, again, if you've done a mixology pre-COVID, you usually have, and especially with our podcast cruises, they're nuts. Mike Bankhead was doing the Captain Morgan like statue pose the one time. That was the greatest moment of my life, I think, on a podcast cruise. I was telling that to Paige during our mixology. But so you can't get behind the bar. Everybody's got to stay physically distanced. They give everybody the little space in the bar, like little sections. But they did let you kind of muddle your mojito. Nice. You know, you mash down your leaves or your mint or whatever, some fruits. They gave you a couple, there's some kind of, I can't remember. I'm so bad. I never drink alcohol, but it's got like a chocolate tequila and then some kind of like little like Bailey's or something to go on top. It's called B52, Pam said, like floats on the top. We've done that one at other tastings, but you get to do some stuff, but you just, you're not back there flipping the, doing the pours and stuff, which is kind of fun, but I mean, it's better than nothing. So we did that. And then I was, of course, after mixology, I went back and took a nap. Then Paige, when I woke up, Paige texted me to say she went to tequila tasting after that. She also got into that one. I was like, wait, what? Okay. So she said it was pretty much the same stuff we've always done. That night we ate at Royal Palace. That's where the princesses walked around. So you could take pictures of the princesses. They also had a piano player and a violin player in the middle of the restaurant. Oh my gosh. Nice. The violin player was amazing. This guy could play the violin and it was, really, really cool. Like he was just, that's it was awesome. Really neat to have that kind of entertainment. I just want to get all this in. Okay, so I know we're running along. Fireworks at sea are available. And there's no pirate night. There was not a pirate night, which is kind of a bummer. But they did have a show called Disney Ever After. They spread it out so not everybody goes to the same show. So not if you've ever been to pirate night, the one complaint I have about pirate night is it is a madhouse.
Like, it is such a nuthouse.
I'm always scared this ship's going to flip because everybody's on the one side. Like it's like just 4,000 people on this side of the ship and two on the other. Like this can't be good. But so they do a fireworks show. Everybody gets a dot. So if you look at my Instagram, I'll post some pictures. There's dots all over the ship. Like not all over the ship, but in places, these blue dots on deck 4, deck 11, deck 12, all the places where you can see fireworks. They police it. You have to stand with your party on a dot. So after dinner, we went up and got our dot. That's when I did my world famous TikTok. I call it the Dream 3. Tell me that. Just so you know.
It's awful.
No. So I'm dribbling the ball between my legs. That's the first move. It's like the ball between my legs. Like I'm like a, and then I'm fading away hitting a three. That's my new TikTok dance. If you guys want to do that,
please don't do it.
It's pretty awesome. So we were just waiting and we were, doing our TikTok dances and stuff, and Mallory did it too. But the fireworks show, pretty good. It plays classic Disney music from, Disney, like Go the Distance. It's almost like a mini Happily Ever After, but no projections. Yeah. There's no projections.
I like that.
But I mean,
it's almost like it's
classic Disney songs. Probably about, I would say, like 7 minutes long, 6 minutes long.
It's not bad.
And it is funny because the other cruise ships did kind of sneak in on us too.
Yeah, of course they did. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I gotta talk about this. There is no DJ on these sailings right now. So if you think about evolution as an adult, let me talk to the adults here. If you go on these cruises and you like the hypnotist or the magician or the DJ, the silent disco, that's my favorite thing. I love the silent disco. There was no silent disco. There was no dancing for the most part. There was no dancing. They used evolution basically for bingo. We played bingo like a bunch of grandmas. We almost won. We were one number away. I think a lot of people were that way, but I don't ever play bingo, maybe it wasn't a big deal. But anyway, if you're really into like going to the club and seeing, and I am into this stuff. This is kind of me, right? I love the stuff like a magician and a hypnotist and like going and doing a silent. I love that late night stuff at Evolution in the district.
Me too.
A lot of that was missing. It's more family stuff, which is fine. I was there with my two kids. So good on me because it probably helped me. But just so you know, that stuff is not there yet. Because again, think about the dance floor at Evolution on any previous cruise. It is just people small. On top of each other. Yeah. Like you could crowd surf right out of that place. So they don't want that. But there was dancing after the fireworks. They had a dance party on Deck 11 where they cover up the swimming pools, you know, make it a big kind of dance floor. But everybody had to dance on their dot. So it was really weird. Like people were doing like the cha-cha slide, but like everybody was still like 3 feet apart. It was, you had to really pay attention. So you didn't like invade anybody, getting in there. So that was the fireworks that night. Then we went back to Castaway Cay. The girls snorkeled that morning because I was doing some media stuff with that. Then we rented bicycles. Mm. Could be a good idea. Could be a bad idea. We had a good time riding the bikes. Then about halfway through, we're like, God, it's so hot.
This was an awful decision. Yes.
It was smoking hot. We went all the way down to Serenity Bay, took some pictures, went up to the observation tower, took some pictures. Of course, we're just working up our appetite for cookies again and had cookies. And let's see what else. We played some bingo. We did some more game shows in the D Lounge and in Evolution that night. And that was really kind of about it. I mean, it was, the thing was, I will be honest. I didn't do Palo. I didn't do Remy because I had the girls. And, we were kind of, it was only a 3-night cruise. There's only so much you can do. Yeah. We did show Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker on Funnel Vision the last night. We had pizza under the stars. That was a great last kind of hurrah because it was like 11:30.
Yeah.
The mask thing, again, I don't leave the house much and we don't have a lot of mask mandates here in Missouri. So I typically don't have a mask very often. And I thought, oh, going back to the mask thing is going to be a bummer. It really wasn't because you didn't have to wear it outside. And so you just wore it as you walked through like the halls and if you sat down in an inside venue. But it wasn't that big a deal. So
it's good.
It was different, you know, and I think you're going to have Pam mentioned this on one of the previous shows. And I agree. If you had the opportunity to go down to Walt Disney World last July or last August, right after reopening, you were in a very specific time and place in Disney history. Like you got to see the parks empty. But a lot of the stuff open, like you got to do all the attractions, but you could do them all in like 4 hours. That was this cruise. I mean, you didn't have to wait for anything. I mean, the aqueduct users line, no line.
No line.
Walk up to the pizza window. Never stood in a line. Never stood behind anybody to get a slice of pizza or like a sandwich or, you know, soda machines. Nothing. Nothing. Castaway Cay, wide open. You look at my pictures on Instagram. There's nobody around. So you get a really, really good experience right now. But you are, you know, you're not getting Pirate Night. You're not getting, the DJ. But if you're a family, that could be a plus, right? Because you're getting more on the opposite side. They're compensating with characters everywhere.
Yeah.
More family activities. The kids' clubs are still open. You just have to make reservations ahead of time. There's no nursery for the babies, though. That's something to remember. Census Spa's open. And actually up there, they have like what they're doing right now. And again, this could change. They have times where it's only for fully vaccinated guests and then it's open for everybody. Then it alternates. It goes back and forth. So if you want to like run on a treadmill without your mask, you can go in during the vaccinated time if you're vaccinated. So
gotcha.
You know, they're trying to accommodate. So do you have any questions, Ricky? Because, you know, I'm trying to go through the chat here because I've been talking.
Well, somebody in the chat asked, does the stateroom attendant still service your room twice a day?
Yes.
So yes.
And it was just it was probably one of my best stateroom attendants ever. It was awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. And then, to get off the ship, at the, end of the cruise, was that still pretty much the same as, I mean, obviously, there's a little bit.
Right. Okay. So the same thing. You get the tags the night before, you know, with like a character, Mickey, Minnie, Tinkerbell, Goofy, Pluto, stuff like that. You tag your bags. And then what they do is they invite you off. Like you can go to your restaurant for breakfast. So we ate at Animator's Palette our last night. And you can go to Animator's Palette your last morning for breakfast and eat with your serving team. We always go to Cabana's because that way you're not on schedule. And we're just buffet people. But then what we did was, We walked off with all of our luggage. We didn't put our luggage out. Cause like I ran that last morning and I had my sneakers and all my sweaty clothes and I didn't want to put that in my computer bag or anything. So we walked off with all of our luggage and we just walked. Cause again, we were riding the transfers over to MCO and like our flight wasn't until 2:30. So we were trying to stay on the ship as long as possible. Cause we were just going to sit at the airport. Yeah. So we stayed on till like 8:30, 8:45 and then hopped
up. But they still do collect your luggage for those who would like to have that.
Yes, but, and I don't know, Teresa's in the chat, maybe she saw this when they got off, but what was crazy was, you know how like when you go through, after you pass through customs and you go to like that luggage room with all the porters?
Yes.
And you just see luggage everywhere.
Yes, everywhere, yes.
There was no bags on these tables. I mean, almost every, I am not exaggerating, I bet you at least 85% of the people walked off with their luggage. And I don't know why, maybe you don't want people touching it, but no, because I kept telling Paige like, what time do you think we would have to have our bags put out? Because nobody had their bags in the halls. And
well, that's always the thing. Like, I don't like to put my bags out either because I like to have my stuff in the morning. Like, I hate that, like, factor of cruising in the first place. So I always just take my bags with me anyway. I'm just weird like that. I would much rather do that anyway. And I don't know why cruise ships do that. But I would much rather just take my luggage off myself. So
yeah, that was peace. That was just one less thing we had to worry about. Cause we took the bus, we just threw it under the bus. Like it was like Magical Express.
Got on the bus.
Brooke's asking, do you know what happens if a kid under 12 tests positive before getting on the ship? You have two options. You get your full cruise value to, you could rebook a future cruise. You could just move the date out and then they'll take you back to the airport or wherever, sadly. But you can also get a refund, I think, at that point. That has not changed. But I know you can at least move your cruise date to a new cruise.
Well, that's good.
And tips are built into your cruise fare. Corbin of Amber is asking about that. It's per, like, your head server, your assistant server, your room attendant. They get so much per person per day or per night of your cruise.
So you pay that ahead of time, right? You still pay it ahead of time.
Yeah, I'm assuming. You have the choice. I mean, I encourage people just to do it on your final payment. That way it's totally like on that previous credit card state. This is just me being practical. Otherwise, if you don't pay it, it's on your folio. Like they charge you on day one of your folio.
And Disney has a set amount that they ask for that for each of the people that get tipped out. So I forget how much it is. It's not like terribly much, actually, to be honest. And if you want to end up tipping more, you can, you know, when you actually deliver the tips. But what they do for anybody who's never sailed before, they the night before your last night, they give you these like strips of paper and they have the information on it as well as the tipping amount that, and you put it in a little envelope and then you give it to the stateroom host or the, you know, head server or the your wait staff. So that's kind of how that all works. So it's all done, like you said, ahead of time, unless you really want to add in extra tip.
Which a lot of people are doing. I mean, I always do too, because people, they give outstanding service. I'm going to give even more because that's kind of the base, which is, you know, what we do. You get the envelopes, just put a little, I put cash in there just because, like, you know, it's easier to spend, right? They might have it in their pocket the next time they go into port. I don't know. I'm old school. I give the little voucher that I've paid, you know, it doesn't matter. They get the money anyway, but it's just like you get the envelope, put a little voucher that you tear in your stateroom the night before, and then you just, you know, put a 20 in there or something extra. But so that's great. Jennifer's asking if you do it through the app. I don't know. I'm off to do some research on that. To be honest, I didn't look. I didn't think about that. But I will say the app is essential because you can't just go down to guest services, deck 3 midship. You actually have to schedule an appointment. The appointment's like every 15 minutes though. Like it's not hard to get. It's not like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't get one till 8. Like it'll be like at 2:45 or 2:30. You just show up at your assigned time. It just keeps the physical distancing under control at guest services. And also they have a chat feature. They can solve a lot of problems just by chatting with you. And it tells you like when you come in, like, okay, you're 3 people away, just hang tight and a person will be with you right away. So yeah,
that's always handy too, to know how many people are ahead of you.
And tell me about it, guy. I wish I would. How about helping out some travel agents like that? Your wait is at least 10 minutes. Well, that doesn't help me. 10 minutes could be 7 hours. I mean,
right? Exactly. Yes. How many people are ahead of me? Yeah, exactly. You have 15,000.
Exactly. Give me a little more than that, lady. Anyway, so I'll just close out because I know we're going long. It was an outstanding cruise. I did an onboard booking because I always do. When you're on, you know, put the $250 down. You got 2 years to use it on a future cruise. Saves you 10% off the prevailing rate. The thing that I really noticed kind of overall was, first of all, I got to admit, as a dad, to spend this, you know, to spend 4 days with your daughters, that was pretty cool. Like that was, I mean, just period. That was awesome to get to spend time with Paige and Mallory. I got to say that. Also, I got to send a huge shout out to Ben Lappin. He covered my guests again while I was able to do this last minute, and he did an outstanding job. So if you work with Ben, if you're one of my guests, I hope I know he took great care of you. He did an amazing job. I couldn't have had this time with my daughters without Ben. So I appreciate him so, so very much. Yes, Ben is the BOGP shirt guy.
That's what Paige said.
Is he this lizard shirt guy? I was like, yeah, that's Ben. So anyway, appreciate that. If you're a family, you know, this is the time to, it's very laid back. You know, it's not a lot of late nights. It's not a lot of crowds, and I never felt like I know some people are kind of, you know, get a little worried about Walt Disney. I was fine at Walt Disney World too. I'm not a worrier about this stuff. Like I just do what I do. I know I'm vaccinated and I just hope for the best. I mean, I'll like go try to take any crazy chances. Like I don't go lick like a telephone pole or something, but I'm not a worrier.
That's probably for the best. Yeah.
So I was totally fine. I thought it was just awesome. Like, and so did the girls. Like, they're just like, when can we go again? Like, when are we going? So I don't know. The magic was there. And I'll tell you what, the crew on the ship were so appreciative to be back work, and they loved work. They loved having guests.
Yes.
Like my serving team, man, they were cracking up with us, and they were so eager to tell their stories of like what has happened since, you know, like where did they go?
Sure.
And you know, what have they been doing to get ready for guests to come back? And it was fun. I mean, just there's plenty of activity still to do. And there's Castaway Key is just almost exactly the same. It's not crowded. I mean, it was just, it was amazing. So yeah, if you're going to cruise, I would say, I mean, I don't think you're missing much. It was, I was worried that I'd be like, oh, well, this isn't here. That isn't here. Yeah, it was great. I had a good time. Good. Can't wait to go back.
Yay.
Hopefully soon. I'm out of breath. That was long.
Yeah, that was long. That was a lot of talking.
There's three of us and I don't have to do all this talking. And so, and I also talked to Teresa and the Sheingolds and they traveled the cruise before us. I think I got the same feedback from them. They were super just excited for their experience. They had a good time. They did a 4-night. I did a 3-night because it alternates. But yeah, I think they had a great time. I mean, everybody I've talked to says they have a great time. But what I'm seeing is that it's a lot of veteran cruisers. Like on our sailing, I saw a lot of gold lanyards. Like, so that's at least somebody that sailed 6 times. So it's, I didn't see a lot of silvers. And I mean, there were just a lot of golds. So I think it's folks that have just really, really, really missed cruising. Like,
I'm sure.
And the thing was, like, just to see the blue water at Castaway Key. And also, if you've sailed, like, to look out over your veranda and see that kind of the water breaking over the side of the ship and that sound it makes, kind of that hissing, that mm-hmm. And, like, going to bed on those awesomely beautiful beds that are so comfortable and, like, the ship just kind of just lulling it.
Unsubscribe. I'm done with this podcast. I'm done.
Yes, and Jennifer mentions the prices are really good right now. So, you know, you might think cruising's something you got to book two years out. That is, you always want to book as soon as you can, right? You're going to get a great rate. But hey, if you can cruise in like this September or this October, I mean, there's great rates. This is something you might want to do. And the thing is, like these 3 and 4 night cruises, it's like a long weekend. Like, you know, Friday to Monday, you take off a couple days from work and you get a great cruise. It's quick, but it's fun. Everybody needs to get away. Anyway, speaking of getaway, we're going to make a getaway and get out of here, but we'll be back again next Friday. All three of us will have Pam. We'll talk about the genie. We'll talk about all the breaking news. Who knows what's going to happen in the next week? Disney's really laying it on us pretty heavy here lately. So we'll be back though for that. Of course, Monday, there'll be a great trip report. So stay tuned for that. Don't forget, of course, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. If you book a cruise at the Magic for Less, up to a 5% onboard credit to spend any way you like. You can get a shirt like this. You can get a hat like this. I spent all my money in the gift shop.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look like DCL Thruple right now.
Just telling you. Well, I got a discount because I'm platinum now, so you get 10% off.
So look at you being platinum.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Okay, so again, if you're going to book a cruise, no kidding, it's exact same price. Book with us over at the Magic for Less Travel. You'll get a great onboard credit. It's just sitting in your account when you arrive. It's free money. So just drop by themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And also, thank you to our patrons for allowing us to put out this show 4 times a week, 3 times a week, 7 times a week sometimes. It's because of you. And you get an extra show every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. For more information on that, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Also, follow Ricky on the social. She's at Ricky Nibs. Also, follow Be Our Guest Pod on Instagram and follow me at Be Our Guest Mike on Twitter and Instagram. All the pictures are going to be up on Instagram by Friday with everything that's happening, so check that out. You can see me standing on a paddleboard. It was a brief moment in time, but I was standing on the paddleboard. They got this picture at the right time. Just saying. Of course, subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube. We'll be back together Sunday night. We'll be taking your calls, you, me, and Scotty G, or the BOGP open line, whatever you want to call it. We'll be together 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, and hope you will be there too. So for Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.